For centuries, humanity has grappled with the concept of God, often envisioning a supreme being residing in the heavens, separate from us, watching over creation with judgment or benevolence. But what if the divine isn't out there at all? What if the sacred essence we seek is already within us, waiting to be recognized and embraced? This chapter invites you to shift your perspective, to see divinity not as an external force, but as the very core of your being. The idea of an inner divine presence is both ancient and revolutionary. Mystics, sages, and philosophers across cultures have whispered this truth for millennia. Hinduism teaches that Atman, the individual soul, is one with Brahman, the universal spirit. Jesus proclaimed, "The kingdom of God is within you." Even modern psychology acknowledges the profound power of the subconscious mind, our inner guide, or higher self. These threads of wisdom all point to the same realization: the divine is not separate from us, it is us. When we begin to see God as an inner presence, spirituality transforms from a search for external validation to a journey of self-discovery. No longer do we need intermediaries, priests, rituals, or dogma to connect with the sacred. Instead, we cultivate a direct relationship with the wisdom within. This shift is liberating. It means that every moment, every breath, is an opportunity to commune with the divine. You don't need a temple. You are the temple. The day you recognize that the divine lives within you, you stop seeking and start becoming. This understanding also dissolves the fear of divine punishment or abandonment. If God is within, then separation is an illusion. You are never alone, never forsaken. The love, guidance, and power you seek are already yours, waiting to be awakened. The challenge, then, is not to find God, but to remember God, to peel back the layers of doubt, conditioning, and societal expectations that obscure your true nature. The power of belief in shaping reality. One of the most profound truths in spirituality is that belief shapes reality. What you accept as true, consciously or subconsciously, becomes the lens through which you experience life. If you believe the world is hostile, you will see threats everywhere. If you believe you are unworthy, you will attract experiences that reinforce that belief. But if you believe in your inherent divinity, your life begins to reflect that sacredness.